Live George Ranch High School boys varsity basketball is on the air. This is GRHS iRadio's eighth consecutive season, bringing you live Longhorns varsity basketball from the ranch during the regular season and on the road for each game through the UIL playoffs. Coach Brian Henry's squad is playing in District 26A again and facing the competitive Clements Rangers, Travis Tigers, Ridgepoint Panthers, Elkins Knights, Austin Bulldogs, Bush Broncos, and the Dulles Vikings, hoping to capture one of the four playoff spots before moving on to postseason play. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando, Keenan Vaughn, and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's game.
Live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando flying solo tonight. Keenan Vaughn has the night off. We are at the Longhorns gym, waiting on the tip-off between the Fulshear Chargers and the homestanding George Ranch High School Longhorns. Both of these teams are struggling as they pair up tonight. The Longhorns are 3-11. We'll have this game and then one Tuesday night before their district season starts a week from today, right here at George Ranch against the Elkins Knights. Fulshear Chargers are 5-7, 1-1 in their district play. They've already started their district 24-5A play. Most recently lost to Kempner 72-33 in their district game. Their next one is Monday night against Willow Ridge at Willow Ridge. Take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more about both of these clubs and our interview with Coach Brian Henry. You're listening to live Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at the gym at George Ranch High School, waiting on tip between the Chargers from Fulshear High School, another LCISD team, and the homestanding George Ranch Longhorns. Let's talk about the Chargers and their district. They're in 24-5A with Fort Bend Marshall, Hightower, Kempner, Foster, Angleton, Willow Ridge, Lamar Consolidated, and Terry High Schools. At the top of the district, a tie with Hightower and Kempner. They're both 2-0, 1-0. Fort Bend Marshall, 1-1. Foster and Angleton and these Fulshear Chargers. Then 0-1 Willow Ridge, Lamar Consolidated, and Terry, both 0-2 on the season. In 26A, the Longhorns play against Fort Bend Clements, Austin, Travis, Elkins, Ridgepoint, Bush, and Dulles High Schools. at the top of the win totals at the top of the district, although district play doesn't start, as we said, until a week from Friday. Clements is 11-2, Austin 8-3, 9-4, Travis, Elkins, and Ridgepoint both 8-4, Bush 11-6, Dulles 6-11, and the Longhorns at 3-11. Take another break here. When we come back, our interview with Brian Henry. You're listening to live Longhorn Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Welcome back, fans. This is live Longhorns Varsity Basketball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, as promised, here's our interview with Brian Henry. All right, well, we're with Brian Henry during the halftime of the JV game, looking forward to tip-off with the Fulshear Chargers. And let's go back a little bit to last Tuesday, your game with Katie Tompkins. You guys were pretty strong in that first half and a little bit let them kind of get their foot in the door in the second half, but a good first half for you guys.
Yes, first half was pretty good. We were executing on both sides of the ball. The second half, we played good defensively, but we could not execute offensively and be that way, so it was kind of offset.
You had some decent scoring from Doughty again. He had 10. Evan Howard had 9 points. Those guys are keeping their point totals up and matching what each other does on the court.
Yes, they're a really good combo. They really work well together. Liam, that was his first game starting, and he adjusted really well. And Howard as well, he's continued to go on when he feeds off each other, him and Dante Walker, and also Liam as well.
So your guy, Chid, the big guy, is getting some local, state, and even some national attention for his shot-blocking skills.
Yes, he's a natural shot blocker, and the sky's the limit with his potential. He continues to put in the work, so I hope he can stay focused and continue to contribute to the team.
He had a handful the other night against Tompkins, and from our vantage point, it looks like he's very good at positioning himself against shooters.
Yes, he knows how to read. He makes the right contact and be in the right position at the right time when the ball is going up. And he really times players' shots, which a lot of kids take for granted. But he's getting better and better at it as well.
What do you expect from the Chargers?
They're like us. They're struggling a little bit to get some wins. So I think it's going to be a hard-fought game on both sides of the basketball. You know, like an in-town rivalry a little bit. So it's going to be very competitive.
Coach, good luck.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. That's Brian Henry, the head coach of the George Ranch Longhorns. Both teams, Fulshear has finished their shoot around and they're back at the bench getting ready to be called out here. The Longhorns are finishing up right in front of us. We're in the southwest corner of the gymnasium here at George Ranch High School. Longhorns finishing their warm-ups now. They'll be moving left to right, coming right at us here. Moving left to right on your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, your telephone, however you're listening to us tonight on GRHS iRadio. you're a fan of the Fulshear Chargers, welcome in. We expect a good ball game tonight. Looks like Fulshear has traveled well here to George Ranch to support their club and, of course, the Longhorns in this home game, the second of four consecutive home games for the men's club. And they're being supported on the far side by their fans. As our PA announcer gives you the starters, we'll do the same here first for the Fulshear Chargers. A 6-foot guard, Jaron Adesanya. A 6'1 point guard, he's a freshman, Cannon Yarbrough. A 6-foot junior, Derek Walker. 6'5 junior, Trinity Princewell, and a 6'6 senior, Isaiah Barganier. Jaron Adesanya, Cannon Yarbrough, Derek Walker, Trinity Princewell, and Isaiah Barganier, the starting five for Jason Griffin's Fulshear Chargers tonight. On the other side of the scorebook for the Longhorns, a 6'2 junior, Evan Howard, a 5'9 junior, Ori Limbrick, 5'11 junior, Curtis McNeil, 6'2 junior, Liam Doughty, and a 6'5 sophomore, Noah Richardson. Evan Howard, Ori Limbrick, Curtis McNeil, Liam Doughty, and Noah Richardson, the starting five for Brian Henry's Longhorns here at George Ranch. In the interview, Brian Henry talked about the struggles of both of these clubs. He and I, after the interview, were talking about the number of pre-district games that the Longhorns will play. They will play 16 games prior to next Friday night's opener against the Elkins Knights. Jumping center, Noah Richardson for George Ranch and Trinity Princewell for Fulshear. Checking on the scorer's table. This one getting started just a bit late. The JV game ran long. The tip in favor of George Ranch to Curtis McNeil. And we are underway at 7:13. Ball almost knocked away into the corner and through the hands of Curtis McNeil and out of bounds. First turnover of the ball game. Longhorns apply just a little bit of pressure. Curtis McNeil checking the ball as it's inbound by Fulshear. Now down court. Into Barganier. Kicks it over to Cannon Yarbrough. He drives on the basket. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. Chargers will inbound under their own basket. Slap of the basketball. Everybody is moving into the right corner. And now out top, taken away by Noah Richardson. And Richardson travels. Could not get his footing. So a turnover for both clubs, and Fulshear ends up back with the basketball. Fulshear Chargers won that JV game right before this one, 46-34. Over on the left wing to Yarbrough. Now back to the right side. Top of the key, Isaiah Barganier hits the three-pointer, and the Chargers are on the board. Doughty to McNeil. Calls for Evan Howard. Evan with the basketball right in front of us here on the right side. Now drives towards the basket, kicks it back, Little jump shot by Richardson. That's no good. He's at it again. His second shot is off the mark. Third one, he is fouled by number 12, Trinity Crenswell, his first. At the free throw line is 6'5", sophomore Noah Richardson. First free throw on the way and good. Longhorns are on the board. Second free throw hits a back iron. No good. Rebound by Yarbrough. Ahead to Derek Walker. Walker on the right side. Little fall away J is no good. Rebound by Princewell. And a tie-up, and the award will go back to the Fulcher Chargers again, inbounding under their own basket. 6:25 left in the first quarter. It's 3-1 Fulcher. Driving on the basket, little left-handed layup by Parganier. That's no good. It's off the back iron. And a foul whistled against Dante Walker. His first non-shooting foul. Again, Fulcher will inbound. Into Jaron Adesanya. Adesanya over to the right side, and Derek Walker. Now to Yarbrough. He's picked up there by Curtis McNeil. McNeil jabs at the basketball. Good handling skills there by Yarbrough. And now a throw down low and a basket by Jaron Adesanya. 5-1 Fulcher. To Dante Walker. Liam Doughty back beyond the top of the key. Evan Howard drives on the left side and he's fouled. Foul whistled against Princewell, his second. Again at the free throw line, a Longhorn send Evan Howard. First shot is no good. Again, a little too long off the back iron and kicks out front. Next shot, that one kicks left. Longhorn stuck with that one free throw, or stuck on rather, that one free throw by Noah Richardson. They're down by 4-5-1. To Derek Walker. Walker picked up by Evan Howard. Ball knocked away into the far court. Now tracked down by Parganier. Parganier to Adesanya. To Walker. Into Princewell. And then a football-type handoff to Derek Walker, who drives on the left side. His shot is partially blocked. Into the hands of the Longhorns and Dante Walker. Walker, three-pointer from the left side. Hits the rim and spins around and off. Rebound tracked down by Derek Walker. And the shot at the other end by Adesanya is blocked by Noah Richardson. And then a tie-up underneath. And this award should go to the Longhorns, and it does. Turnover number two for Fulcher. The Longhorns have two, and a timeout is called by Brian Henry. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball from George Ranch on GRHSI Radio.
So why do teenagers play high school sports?
My reason why is a sense of purpose.
My reason why is to inspire others.
One reason student athletes seldom mention is to get an athletic scholarship. They know that only 2% of all high school athletes are awarded a sports scholarship. So why do they play?
My reason why is friendship.
Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Texas University Interscholastic League.
All right, back at George Ranch. Short timeout for the Longhorns. Now the inbound at the far end. Curtis McNeil will walk this one across midcourt. 4:30 left in the first quarter. To Walker, back to McNeil on the right side, back to Dante Walker. They play catch out top. And now picked up Cannon. Yarbrough is on McNeil. Ball into Doughty. In the corner, Evan Howard. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound put back is by Curtis McNeil. Nice rebound and return by McNeil. 5-3, Chargers by a basket. This one swatted away, but tracked down by Bargonier. He's down the lane, has that one blocked into the hands of McNeil. McNeil to Doughty. And a travel by Liam Doughty. He's trying to get the ball over here in the near corner to Dante Walker, and took that extra step in the lane. Both teams with three turnovers now. Dribbles picked up momentarily, but pass over to Adesanya across midcourt. And down low, and they find Jaren Adesanya for his second basket of the night. Good pass there. In the corner, Dante Walker. Three-pointer hits the near iron. Knocked around into the hands of Princewell. Now ahead to Emmanuel Frimpong. Frimpong drives on the baseline. He's cut off there, and the ball is stripped away from him. Evan Howard on the right side to McNeil. McNeil. Basket on the way, or shot on the way, rather. It's short, put up by Liam Doughty. That one is off the mark. Kicked outside to Howard. Three-pointer is no good. And the rebound hauled down by Isaiah Bargonier. Bargonier drives on the left side, and he is fouled by Dante Walker, his second. Both clubs with two team fouls. Bargonier at the free throw line. First shot on the way is good. Isaiah with 4 points. Bargonier hit that three-pointer to open the scoring for both clubs early in the first quarter. Second free throw now on the way and good. Nine-3, Fulcher. In the lineup now, Roosevelt Nivens. And a drive on the left side by Howard, who puts it in, scores his first couple points of the night, 9-5. Emmanuel Frimpong with the basketball, kicks it out top to Cannon Yarbrough. He's picked up there by Liam Doughty. Still drives down the lane. And he is fouled by Doughty. That's Liam's first personal foul. Free throw line, Cannon Yarbrough. His first free throw is off to the right. 4 points for Adesanya, 5 points for Isaiah Bargonier. Second shot on the way, that's off the back iron, And the Longhorns have that rebound attempt slapped away from them. Back into the hands of Yarbrough. Now out top to Adesanya. And the ball stripped away by Evan Howard. He'll go in on the left side, lays it in. 4 points, Evan Howard. Longhorn sliced the deficit down to 2-9-7. Frimpong puts up the three-pointer from the right side. That's no good, and the ball is carried out of bounds by Jaron Adesanya. That's turnover number 5 for Fulcher. Checking back in. For the Longhorns is Ori Limbrick. Ori started the game and then left early in the first quarter. He's back in for George Rant. Liam Doughty's three-pointer, top of the key, good. Liam Doughty on the board. 10-9, Longhorns with their first lead of the night. Inside a minute to play in the first quarter. Driving on the back basket, rather, is Frimpong. He puts it in. 11-10. Left corner to Evan Howard. He has that ball stripped away. Last touch by Fulcher. And Howard will inbound under the Longhorns basket. And that one is knocked away into the hands of Chid Chiaquilu. And Chid lost control of that one. The Longhorns track it down. 25 seconds to play in the first quarter. Doughty drives on the right side. Down low to Noah Richardson. His shot is too hard over the rim. And into the corner, Evan Howard puts up the three. No good. Hit the near iron. Tracked down by Yarbrough. Yarbrough ahead to Bargonier. He drives on the basket. Has it taken away from him by Richardson. And a long three-pointer from midcourt is off the backboard. And that's the end of the first quarter. Fulcher, 11. Longhorns, 10. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 826,000 high school student athletes in Texas have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Texas high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, thank you, Stacy. Back at George Ranch High School, quarter number 2 begins with the Longhorns and the basketball. Over to Julius Carter. He's back in the game to Chid out top to Carter. Carter drives on the right side. Noah Richardson here in the near corner. Three-pointer on the way, no good. Hangs up on the rim briefly into the hands of Bargonier. Down court to Mickelson. Mickelson is fouled on his layup attempt on the right side. Check that. The ball was just knocked out of bounds. He is number 22, Zach Mickelson. Nicholson. Bargonier. Shot from the left wing by Yarbrough. That's no good. Liam Doughty tracks down the rebound and ahead to Julius Carter, back to Doughty. Doughty picked up out there by Yarbrough. To Carter, in on the left side, a little scoop layup attempt, no good. Pulls up short, McNeil tracks the basketball down and puts one in from midway inside the lane. It's 12-11, Longhorns again by one. In the corner to Fringpong. And a drive down the lane. He sees Barganier, and he drops it in. 13-12, seesaw effect. Longhorns had their first lead at 10-9. Julius Carter from the near corner. That's no good. Put back also off the rim by Richardson. Tracked down by the Longhorns. Into the corner, Curtis McNeil's three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Yarbrough. Shot from the far corner, and that's off the mark. Rebound to Curtis McNeil. McNeil drifts left. Now up top to Noah Richardson, to Doughty. And telegraph pass is intercepted, and in for the left-handed layup is Yarbrough, and that's no good, and the ball is knocked around before Curtis McNeil takes it out of the air and walks it across midcourt. Here's McNeil to Richardson, to Chid. Chid, turnaround jump shot, good. First couple points of the night for Chid Chiakwalu. 14-13, Longhorn again on top. And then Yarbrough in the corner to Nicholson. Three-pointer again. That's short. Rebound, Liam Doughty. Doughty down the right side. He has that one poked out of his grasp and knocked out of bounds by Yarbrough. The Longhorns will inbound. Checking in, Evan Howard, Ori Limbrick. Checking out, Liam Doughty. And Noah Richardson checked out along with Doughty. Into Julius Carter. Top of the key, Ori Limbrick. He's picked up there by Barganier. To McNeil, Julius Carter. McNeil just to the left of the top of the key. He'll give it up now to Evan Howard on the left side. Howard puts up a shot. The shot came after the foul. He was clipped there by Cannon Yarbrough. Limbrick into Chid. Chid in the lane. Puts up the off-balance shot. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and taken away by Carter. Shot put up by McNeil. That's no good. Back out to Limbrick. And an acrobatic scoop shot is no good. Rebound to Yarbrough. In the corner, three-pointer on the way. That one rims around, hits the backboard and comes out. Derek Walker couldn't get that one to stick. Finally, the ball's out of bounds. Turnover number 8 for the Chargers. The Longhorns have 4. Curtis McNeil from the left wing. That's no good. Skying for the rebound. Yarbrough, the 6'1 point guard. He's a freshman for the Chargers. And they'll have him around for a long time. He's playing varsity here for Jason Griffin. Stolen away again by the Longhorns. Into the lane goes McNeil, and he's called for the offensive foul. Curtis McNeil, pardon the pun, went charging down the lane and picked up the offensive foul. into the right corner, and Derek Walker back out top to Yarbrough. Loses his dribble momentarily. Now down low, and the left-handed layup is good by Bargonier. He's got 9 points. 15-14, Chargers by one. Limbrick on the left side, little running layup. That's no good, knocked around. Chid can't retain the rebound, and it's into the hands of the Chargers. Yarbrough. Pass down low, and again, Bargonier is by himself. He lays it in on the left side. Lead up to three now for the Chargers. Evan Howard drifts towards the left side, now atop to Julius Carter. Curtis McNeil calls for the ball down on the baseline. Instead, the Longhorns go to Julius Carter, and he nails the jumper from the left side. 17-16, Longhorns deficit now shaved down to one. Down low to Bargonier, puts up another shot on the left side. This time he's fouled there by Julius Carter. Julius' first personal foul, the 15th foul for George Ranch. At the free throw line, Isaiah Bargonier, the 6'6" senior with 11 points. And it'll hold at 11 as his first free throw hits the back iron, goes straight up, and then falls off. Five points in the first quarter for Bargonier, six here in the second. Second free throw on the way and good. 3 for 4 now for Isaiah from the free throw line. And the officials' timeout here. I guess the scoreboard was kind of locked for a second. All right, we're back in action. 1:50 left before halftime. Longhorns down by two. And Girardi Stargill in for George Ranch and sends that one to the far side. Nobody home. Five turnovers now for George Ranch. To Bargonier out top. Now to Yarbrough. He's picked up there by Ori Limbrick. And they find Nicholson underneath the basket. He puts up the shot and he stepped on the baseline, it looks like. Down low in the turnover. Goes to the Chargers, 9 for them. The Longhorns with 5. Liam Doughty to Stargill. Stargill to Doughty on the right side. 3-pointer on the way. Good. Doughty with 6 points. Both 3-pointers. And the Longhorns are... Scoreboard says 2019 Chargers, and I think that is incorrect, but we'll check it out at halftime. To Stargill. Down low to Noah Richardson. He has the ball taken away from him by Yarbrough. 35 seconds left before halftime. In the corner, three-pointer on the way from the left side. That's no good. Tracked down by Bargonier. His return shot. Way hard and picked off the backboard by Liam Doughty. Doughty to Noah Richardson. Richardson out top to Ori Limbrick. 13 seconds left before half. Doughty's little jump shot inside the lane is off, but last touch by the Chargers. Evan Howard will inbound. Scoreboard reads 20-19. Chargers by one. 4 seconds left. Stargell. Ori Limbrick, three-pointer on the way, is off the backboard, and that's the horn. And it's halftime here at George Ranch. Fulcher Chargers 20, Longhorns 19. We'll be back from George Ranch in just a moment. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Summer is barbecue time. Rudy's Barbecue. Time for our slow-smoked brisket, sausage, or ribs. For 25 years, Rudy's has been the official barbecue of summer. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Uh-huh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong, hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back, fans. This is live Longhorns Varsity Basketball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley, back at George Ranch High School. It's halftime. Chargers lead 20-19. On the Chargers side, Isaiah Bargonier with 12 points, 4 for Jaron Adesanya, and a basket by Emmanuel Frimpong, and that's the 20 points scored by the Chargers. They have 9 turnovers through halftime. Longhorns leading scorer is Liam Doughty with 2 3-pointers. 4 points apiece by Evan Howard and Curtis McNeil. A couple points apiece for Julius Carter and Chid Chiaquilu. And a free throw by Noah Richardson. Longhorns with 6 turnovers at halftime. Longhorns led after the first quarter 12-11. Were outscored 9-7 in the second quarter and are down by 1 here at halftime. 20-19. Just want to bring you up to date on the Fulcher Chargers. As we talked about in the pregame, they play their district basketball in 24-5A along with Fort Bend Marshall, Hightower, Kempner, Foster, Angleton, Willow Ridge, Lamar Consolidated, and Terry High School. The Longhorns will start their District 20 6A play next Friday night right here at the ranch. The Elkins Knights are in the building that night for the opening game of the 20 6A season. The Longhorns, of course, play along with Clements, Austin, Travis, Elkins, Ridgepoint, Bush, and Dulles High Schools in 26A. It's halftime. Longhorns down by 1, 20-19. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all? We need more qualified high school officials here in Texas. And without them, the rest of us would have a whole lot less to cheer about. High school games need officials. High school sports need you.
Great call, Ralph!
Yeah!
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, about 40 seconds left in halftime. Fulcher back out on the court and finishing up their warm-up tosses. The Longhorns have yet to come out of the locker room. They'll have about 20 seconds left. May not shoot around at all here at George Ranch. Got some clarification on the scoring question we had. Zach Nicholson was credited with a basket for Fulcher, and that's how the score ended up 20-19. Liam Doughty had come down and made a three-point play, and we expected the Longhorns were ahead, but the official credited Zach Nicholson with a basket on the previous trip down on a basket interference call. And so that's where the scoring change came from. So we are set. Fulcher Chargers 20 and the Longhorns 19. George Ranch will be moving right to left here in the second half. On the court for George Ranch, Liam Doughty, Curtis McNeil, Chid Chiaquilu, Evan Howard, and Noah Richards for George Ranch. In the corner to Derek Walker. Walker out top to Jaron Adesanya. To Bargonier, he drives the baseline. He scores, and he's fouled by Evan Howard. DJ Howard with his first personal foul. Credit Bargonier with the basket, and he'll head to the free throw line. It's 22-19. Official with a towel, cleaning up some perspiration on the court, under the basket. And he's done doing that. Bargonier will get the basketball for his free throw. He's 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Has 14 points. Shot on the way is good. The inbound comes to Curtis McNeil. McNeil is not challenged. He walks it across midcourt. Now to E.J. Howard. Back to McNeil. Back to Howard on the right side. Down low to Liam Doughty. Doughty finds E.J. Howard. Howard tries to get it down on the baseline. He does. And Walker kicks it way out top. Nothing doing on the baseline. And finally, ball is knocked away. Seventh turnover for George Ranch, and then a tie-up, and the ball will be awarded back to the Longhorns. E.J. Howard will inbound at the far end of the court to McNeil. 7:05 left in the third quarter. This is live Longhorn varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Ball into Doughty. It's off Liam's hands and into the hands of the Chargers. 8 turnovers now for George Ranch. Into the far corner, and Jaron Adesanya. And Adesanya delivers to Trinity Princewell, and he jams it home, much to the delight of the fans here, you probably heard. Out top to Doughty. Playing catch with Dante Walker up top. Now Doughty further on the right side to E.J. Howard at the top of the key. And down low, good pass there. Noah Richards scores down there. Good pass by Curtis McNeil. Timeout on the court, 25-21. Longhorns down by 4. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Texas. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back, fans. This is live Longhorns varsity basketball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, thank you, Bob Riley. Back at George Ranch High School, Fulcher leads George Ranch 25-21 with 6:14 left in the third quarter. Longhorns led 12-11 after the first quarter. We're down 20-19 at halftime, now down by 4. Inbound to Yarbrough. To Bargonier, back to Yarbrough. He calls Derek Walker up. Walker takes the pass. Yarbrough. Backwards dribble to get things set. Now to Adesanya. In the corner to Walker. Yarbrough. measures a three-pointer, now pulls up the dribble and tries to get it down low. And saved by Derek Walker from going out of bounds out top to Yarbrough. Three-pointer on the way from the left side by Jaron Adesanya. And that one is off the front iron and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Chargers. Turnover number 10 for Fulcher. The Longhorns with 8. Relatively clean game in that regard. Curtis McNeil knocked away. Adesanya, he's tied up underneath by McNeil. And McNeil got away with one there as he tied up Adesanya from behind, it looked like. But the award goes back to the Chargers nonetheless. New Yarbrough picked up by McNeil. Now down the lane, loses the dribble, gets it back. And down low to Princewell. His shot is off the mark. And the rebound goes to McNeil. McNeil just passed into E.J. Howard in the right corner. Is knocked out of bounds by Fulcher. Longhorns will retain possession at the far end. Zach Nicholson checks in for Fulcher. The inbound to McNeil. 4:45 left in the third quarter. Longhorns down by 4. McNeil drives on the basket and puts it in. And a second offensive foul called against Curtis McNeil. Went in hard on that right side, scored the basket, but drew the offensive foul. His second tonight. All right, now we're ready. The inbound to Yarbrough. Back to Bargainier. He's double-teamed there. Now ahead to Nicholson. Drives on the right side. Has this one swatted out of bounds by Noah Richards. Chargers inbound under their own basket. Out top to Adesanya. And good hands there by Liam Doughty. Pokes the ball out of bounds. And last touch looks like by the Chargers. That's turnover number 11 for Fulcher. McNeil. E.J. Howard. Howard on the right side. Off-balance shot is taken out of the air by Adesanya. Ahead to Nicholson. He heads in on the left side. And he is fouled by Dante Walker. We'll take a timeout here while the training staff comes out to look at Dante Walker. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball from GRHS iRadio.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Texas did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School at the free throw line. Zach Nicholson, first free throw on the way, and good by Zach. He's got 3 points tonight. Dante Walker helped off the court by Coach Henry and the training staff. They'll tend to him at the far end in the training room. Second free throw on its way. That one's good as well. 4 points for Zach Nicholson. 27-21. Pulsher by six. Liam Doughty with the basketball on the left side. Out top to Julius Carter. Round the horn to E.J. Howard. Howard back to Doughty. Doughty down the right side. Little running layup attempt. A little bit too hard off the rim. And into the hands of Fulcher. Now tied up down there by Noah Richards. And the award will go back to George Ranch. Howard, slap of the basketball, universal trigger to get people moving. Now the inbound to Richards, and he goes up, and as the ball stripped out of his hands and knocked out of bounds, the Longhorns will inbound again from under the basket. Again, Howard looking, gets it to Julius Carter. He drives on the basket. And another offensive foul called against the Longhorns. This time it's Julius Carter. That's three offensive fouls called against George Rance this evening. Kelson Castudio checks in, a junior for Fulcher to Yarbrough. Now ahead to Bargonier. Bargonier finds a teammate, Frimpong, down low. He drives on the left side, and he's tied up under there. And the award this time to the Chargers. Inbound, knocked away by Richards. Looking, and this time Yarbrough decides to throw it off E.J. Howard and let it go out of bounds and reset that 5-second clock. He was in jeopardy of not getting the ball in. Now he does. Frimpong, three-pointer is good. 5 points tonight for Emmanuel. 30-21, biggest lead of the game by either club is 9 for Fulcher. Longhorns try to inbound under their own basket, and again, that's knocked out of bounds. Howard will inbound, this time on the other side of the lane. Looking, gets it in to Liam Doughty. Doughty with a little hook shot. That's good, 8 points for Liam. And a lot of pressure applied by George Ranch. Still have not made it over midcourt. And that's the 10-second call. That's turnover number 12 for the Chargers. The Longhorns will get the basketball. Inbound to McNeil. Curtis to Julius Carter. On the right side to McNeil. Drives towards the baseline. He's cut off there. Decides to put up a shot. It's blocked. Out of bounds. And the Longhorns will inbound again. 2:34 left in the third quarter. George Ranch down by 7. Inbound to Julius Carter. Carter drives down the right side. Off balance shot in the lane. No good. Taken off the boards by Princewell. Ahead to Yarbrough. Little step back Jay from the free throw line. And that's good. Cannon Yarbrough, first couple points of the night. Lead back up to 9. And the ball down to Noah Richards. And he's fouled near the baseline. Foul whistled against the freshman, Cannon Yarbrough. His second of the night at the free throw line is 6'5 sophomore Noah Richards. Noah with 3 points tonight, and that first one rims around and kicks out. Second free throw on the way. That one's good. 32-24. Longhorns down by 8. Chargers' biggest lead has been 9 points. That happened twice here in the third quarter. To Yarbrough. And a lay-in is good. Nice bounce pass by Kelson Castudio to Yarbrough. In the lane goes E.J. Howard, and he is fouled. Foul whistled against Emmanuel Frimpong. E.J. Howard at the free throw line. E.J. with 4 points, all coming in the first quarter. Shot put up is good. Howard now 1 for 3 from the free throw line. And that second one is off to the right. Rebound by the Chargers, and up the court we go with Yarbrough. And Frimpong, he drives down the lane. That's good. Emmanuel Frimpong with 7 points. 36-25. Now the biggest lead of the night is 11 for the Chargers. To Ori Limbrick, little jump shot from the right side, no good. And E.J. Howard nor Julius Carter can get the rebound. Now down to Nicholson in the left corner. He hits the three-pointer. And the Chargers are pouring it on now. They have a 14-point lead. To Liam Doughty, inside 45 seconds to play in the third quarter. And a timeout called by Brian Henry. Full surcharges 39, Longhorns 25. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Honey, isn't it amazing?
What?
The sacrifice, the dedication, the grit. I mean, they really set an example, don't they?
Oh, well, no question. Today's high school athletes are truly special.
Not the athletes.
Well, who?
The officials.
Oh.
Today's student athletes are truly special. But there's something pretty great about the men and women who officiate their games, too. Like the way they're giving back to their communities. Officiating is a terrific way to stay in shape, meet new people, and stay connected to the game you love. But the biggest reason of all, we need more qualified high schoolers.
All right, back at George Ranch, Fulcher back out on the court. Longhorn still surrounding Coach Henry on their bench at the far end. Fulcher has outscored George Ranch in this quarter 19-6. And lead by 14. Ball knocked around. And the Longhorns finally corral the basketball. And Coach Henry calls a timeout. 21 seconds left in the third quarter. Let's update scoring while we have a chance. On the Longhorns side, 5 points, E.J. Howard, 4 for Curtis McNeil, 2 for Julius Carter, 8 points, Liam Doughty, 4 points, Noah Richards, and a basket by Chid Chiaquilu. On the other side of the scorebook, 4 points for Adesanya, 4 points for Yarbrough, 2 points for Princewell, 7 for Frimpong, Zach Nicholson with 7 and 15 for Isaiah Bargonier. 12 turnovers for Fulcher, 9 for George Ranch. Now you're up to date on scoring and turnovers as the Longhorns will inbound in front of the scorer's table. And to Ori Limbrick. To Carter. Carter as his dribble poked away, and then he's called for traveling. Into Yarbrough. Good move there to elude two George Ranch defenders. And that three-pointer by Nicholson is partially blocked. That's the end of the third quarter. Fulcher Chargers 39, George Ranch 25. You're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, back at the gym, quarter number four coming up again. Fulcher back out on the court. Longhorn still talking things over with Brian Henry. Now that confab breaks up, and here come the Longhorns. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. We'll update you on scoring when we have a chance. To E.J. Howard. Howard tries the right side to Doughty. Doughty, round the horn, Ori Limbrick. from the left side. That one off the rim. McNeil knocks it back into the hands of Doughty. Back to McNeil. Puts it up and in, and he's fouled. Curtis McNeil will go to the free throw line, try to capitalize on this three-point attempt. Free throw is up and good. 7 points now for Curtis McNeil. 39-28, lead to 11. To Nicholson. Pulls up on the jump shot. No good. McNeil with the rebound into the hands of Liam Doughty. Doughty into the left corner to Corey Limbrick. Back out top to McNeil. He drifts left. Now heads the opposite direction to the right side. Keeps the dribble, drives on the right side, and again, he's fouled. This time by Nicholson, his first. First free throw on the way and good by McNeil. Checking in is Princewell, the 6'5 junior, and checking out is Zach Nicholson. Next free throw on the way, and also good by McNeil. Curtis, 3-for-3 here in the fourth quarter from the line, and a basket. He's got 9 points. Ball knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. The inbound under Fulcher's basket, 7:01 to play. Out top to Adesanya. Adesanya to Yarbrough. He's picked up there by McNeil. Not a whole lot of daylight between McNeil and Yarbrough. For the pass is delivered to Barganier way beyond the top of the key. Adesanya, and a foul on Ori Limbrick, his first. Barganier drives to the basket and lays it in. Isaiah Barganier with 17. Biggest lead of the night has been 13 for the Chargers. They lead now by 11, 41-30. Corey Limbrick has that one blocked out of bounds by Princewell, and the Longhorns again will inbound. To E.J. Howard, down to Doughty. Liam, turnaround one-hand shot is no good. Barganier with the rebound. To Yarbrough, picked up there by Doughty. And here comes the basketball. Good stop by me. Ball was knocked out of bounds. 13th turnover now for the Chargers. McNeil inbounds. To Limbrick in the left corner. Ori spins around, dribbles out top, picked up out there by Adesanya. Adesanya. Now the pass to McNeil. Curtis works the left side, now dribbles all the way cross court to the right side to Liam Doughty. Three-pointer on the way by Liam. That one rattles around and kicks out. Ball taken back by George Ranch, thrown to Noah Richards. It's through his hands and out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. 11 turnovers for the Longhorns. The inbound right in front of the Longhorns bench on the far end to Yarbrough. Kind of makes his way through traffic and down the lane. Ball handed off and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. This time the Chargers will inbound under their basket after the timeout. 4:58 left in the game. Fulcher by 11, 41-30. You're listening to Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball from George Ranch on GRHSI Radio.
Be in the know by subscribing to the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. Covering news, sports, and the community like no other paper around, the Fort Bend Herald is your primary source for information about Fort Bend County. To subscribe to the paper, go to fbherald.com, click on subscribe, and the paper will be delivered right to your door for as little as $9 a month. And if you subscribe to the paper, you'll have instant access to the online edition at no additional cost. You can also subscribe by phone by calling 281-342-4474. For complete coverage of Fort Bend County, it's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
The Fulcher Chargers outscored George Ranch 19-6 in the third quarter, and that sunk GR. The lead got as big as 13 points. It's now down to 11, 41-30, with inside 5 minutes to play. The inbound will come from Yarbrough. Looking, and a short pass into Bargainier. Back out top to Adesanya. Ball knocked around and almost stolen away by George Ranch. Back into the hands of the Chargers. To Princewell at the top of the key. He's picked up there by Liam Doughty. Now gives it to Bargainier. Bargainier to Yarbrough. And Adesanya is picked up by Stargell on the left side. Gets the ball to Bargainier. Now to Zach Nicholson. Nicholson picks up the loose ball and has it. His shot blocked from behind by E.J. Howard into the hands of Curtis McNeil. To Stargell. Ahead to Liam Doughty and back out top to Stargell. To Noah Richards up top. Richards in the corner on the right side to E.J. Howard. Howard works the baseline, puts up a little jump shot. That rims around, no good. Richards' follow is also no good. Into the hands of Bargainier. He drives on the right side, kicks it into the corner. Shot on the way and good. Three-pointer by Jaron Adesanya. That's 7 points for Jaron. 44-30. Less than 3:20 to play. To Doughty on the left side. Short jumper. Off the iron. Kicks back to Liam. To E.J. Howard. Three-pointer from the left side. That's short. Off the iron. Now down court to Adesanya. On the right side. Lays it in. 9 points for Jaron and George Ranch. Once another timeout. 2:56 remaining. Longhorns down by 16, 46-30. This is Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Texas, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, 2:56 left in the basketball game. Longhorns down by 16, 46-30. Next game for George Ranch next Tuesday night here against Stratford High School. 7 o'clock tip-off time. Our airtime is 6:45 on GRHSI Radio. Fulcher goes to Willow Ridge on Monday. To McNeil on the right side. To Richards out top. Now to E.J. Howard. Back to Stargell on the left side. McNeil down low to Richards. In the corner to E.J. Howard. Howard works against Adesanya. Now back up top to McNeil. Back to Howard. Three-pointer on the way. Good. E.J. Howard. He's got 8 points tonight. Cannon Yarbrough. Zach Nicholson. And now a streaking Adesanya on the left side. His lay-in won't go. Second shot put up in the lane, and that one doesn't drop. Two shots, by one by Frimpong, one by Barganier. Neither drop, and the Longhorns come away with the rebound. And at the far end, Yarbrough pokes it out of bounds. Longhorns will inbound on the far side of the court. To Stargell, way up top. 1:40 left to play. Longhorns down by 13, 46-33. And again, a tough third quarter for George Ranch. They were outscored 19-6. And the lead got as high as 13 in that quarter. Foul whistled against E.J. Howard at this end, his second of the night. And again, some towel work just outside the lane on Fulcher's end of the court here. Scoring leaders for Fulcher, it's Isaiah Barganier with 17 on the Longhorn side. Liam Doughty with 8. Barganier in the lane, puts it up on the left side. Good. 48-33, 15-point lead for Fulcher. And a three-pointer by Curtis McNeil from the right side. No good. Gets his own rebound. And he heads down the lane, and he's fouled. Ball whistled against Zach Nicholson, his second. Not a shooting foul. So Ori Limbrick will inbound to McNeil, and it's stolen away by Adesanya, and he lays it in. 50-33, now biggest lead of the night, 17 points. Three-pointer off the iron by E.J. Howard from the right side. 40 seconds to play at George Ranch. Fulcher is going to pick up their sixth win against seven losses on the season. The Longhorns will fall to 3-12 overall, and losers of five straight now, with the last non-district game coming up Tuesday night here at George Ranch against Stratford High School. Inside the lane, ball mishandled for a moment. Now Nicholson fakes the drive down the lane, pulls up, kicks it out way beyond the top of the key to Yarbrough. And a foul by E.J. Howard. At the free throw line, Cannon Yarbrough. He's 6'1", freshman. First free throw is good. 5 points tonight for Cannon. Now 1-for-3 from the free throw line. 3, 4, 5 dribbles at the free throw line. Shot up and short, taken by McNeil. Curtis, three-pointer, kind of on the run, no good. And ball knocked out of bounds. And that's the final horn. Fulcher Chargers 51, Longhorns 33. We'll be back to wrap this one up from George Ranch. Final score again, Fulcher Chargers 51, Longhorns 33.
Meet Josh.
Hi, everybody.
Josh is a high school basketball player, solid shooter, great teammate.
Hey, don't forget my tenacious D.
And he's my son.
Oh.
So, what does Josh do to be the best basketball player he can be?
I play tennis.
Studies show that student athletes here in Texas who play more than one high school sport are more likely to excel. Tennis does more than improve Josh's conditioning. It gives him a fresh competitive outlet, reduces the risk of injury by cross-training, and introduces him to different coaching techniques and new friends.
Don't get me wrong, hoops are my first love. Tennis just gives me a little break.
So when the new season begins, Josh isn't burned out on basketball. He's eager to play. And you can see the difference in his game.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Texas. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Welcome back, fans. This is Live Longhorns Varsity Basketball with Tom Tarando on GRHS iRadio.
All right, back at George Ranch, we'll wrap this one up. Fulcher Chargers 51, Longhorns 33. On the Fulcher side, Isaiah Barganier, the 6'6 senior with 19 points, 11 points by Jaron Adesanya, and 7 apiece by Frimpong and Zach Nicholson. For the Longhorns, no scores in double figures. Curtis McNeil with 9, 8 apiece for E.J. Howard and Liam Doughty. Longhorns committed 12 turnovers, and Fulcher had 13. Chargers pick up win number 6 against 7 losses. They go to Willow Ridge High School on Monday. The Longhorns with their last non-district game on Tuesday night against Stratford High School here at George Ranch. And then next Friday night, district play starts in 26A. The Longhorns will host the Elkins Knights. Final score again, Fulcher Chargers 51, Longhorns 33. So long, everybody.